You're listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5. I'm your host, Andrew Dadman, and I'll be with you for the next hour, bringing you the music of Frank Zappa. We'll get the show started with Eat That Question and Black Napkins off the album Make a Jazz Noise Here. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Yeah. me stealing hubcaps, waste no time.
Frozen eyes, bubbles in the back, my ship of gold is ready for attack.
Primer, Carucha, Chevy 39, going to El Monte, Legion Stadium. Pick up on my Lisa, she's so divine. Helps me stealing hubcaps, waste no time. Fuzzy dies, bongos in the back, my ship of love, ready to attack. Won't you please hear my plea?
Primer, Carucha, Cherry 39, gliding to El Monte, Legion Stadium.
Set, we had Eat That Question, followed by Black Napkins, then Dog Breath in the Year of the Plague. This is Andy, and you're listening to Zapped on 88.5 KKRN.
the satchel and just stop beside the door. You're just starting to get worried. You ain't going out no more.
And it's confusing to your mind. Just consider this. You can be scared when it gets too real. You can be scared when it gets too real. But you should be digging at what is happening.
Yes, you should be digging at what is happening.
Bag for you.
Thank you. Listen to him go.
Give me your dirty love, like you might surrender to some dragon in your dreams. Give me your dirty love, like a pink donation to the dragon in your dreams. I don't need your sweet devotion, and I don't want your cheap emotion.
Whip me up some dragon lotion for your dirty love. Your dirty love.
Give me your dirty love, like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love. I don't believe you've never seen his book before. I don't need no consolation, I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Your dirty love. Your mama make her fuzzy poodle do. Give me your dirty love, the way your mama make that nasty poodle chew. I'll ignore your cheap aroma and your little bo peep diploma.
I'll just put you in a coma with some dirty love. Some dirty love. That dirty love.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchy.
The poodle chews his
nappy.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchy.
The poodle chews his
nappy.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchy.
The poodle chews his
nappy.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchy.
Poodle chews.
Not a speck of cereal.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchy.
Poodle chews.
Nothing but the best for my dog.
Poodle bites.
Come on.
This is Andy, and you're listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5, listener-supported community radio. That was Your Mouth, It Just Might Be a One-Shot Deal, Rat Tomago, and Dirty Love.
truck. Eat the truck and driver and his gloves. Nutritiousness, deliciousness, worthlessness.
Hey again, this is Andy, and you're listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5. In that last set, we had Mr. Green Jeans, followed by Zoot Allures, and finished up with Ms. Pinky. I've just got a couple more songs to play for you here before the end of the hour, so I just want to take a moment here to remind you that KKRN is a listener-supported community radio station. So if you can, go to kkrn.org and click on that donate button and donate whatever you can to help us keep shows like this and others on the air.
Cheapness. Let me tell you something. Do you like monster movies? Anybody? I love monster movies. I simply adore monster movies, and the cheaper they are, the better they are. And cheapness, in the case of a monster movie, has nothing to do with the budget of the film, although it helps. But true cheapness is exemplified by visible nylon strings attached to the jaw of a giant spider. I'll tell you a good one that I saw one time. I think the name of the film was It Conquered the World. And do you ever see that one? The monster looks sort of like an inverted ice cream cone with teeth around the bottom. It's like a teepee or a sort of a rounded off pup tent affair. And it's got fangs on the base of it. I don't know why, but it's a very threatening sight. And then he's got a frown and, you know, ugly mouth and everything. And there's this one scene where the monster is coming out of a cave, see? There's always a scene where they come out of the cave at least once. And the rest of the cast, it must have been made around the 1950s. The lapels are about like that wide. The ties are about that wide and they're about this short. And they always have a little revolver that they're going to shoot the monster with. And there's always a girl who falls down and twists her ankle. Of course there is. You know how they are. The weaker sex and everything, twisting their ankle on behalf of the little ice cream cone. Well, in this particular scene, folks, they didn't want to retake it because it must have been so good they wanted to keep it. But when the monster came out of the cave, just over on the left-hand side of the screen, you can see about this much 2x4 attached to the bottom of the thing as the guy is pushing it out. And then, obviously, off camera, somebody's going, "No, get it back." And they drag it back just a little bit as the guy's going, "Now that's cheapness, right?" And this is cheapness here.
One, two, three, four. I eat a hot dog, it tastes real good. I then watched a movie from Hollywood. I eat a hot dog, it tastes real good.
Yum, 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 yum.
Then I watch a movie from Hollywood.
Dum, dum,
dum,
dum,
dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum.
Little Miss Muffet on a squat by me, yeah. Took the train around, I said, can you all see now? The little strings on the giant spider. The summer from the Black Lagoon. The dead spider takes for the boat. The rebels and the wriggles and the cardboard rock, yeah. And the canvas of the cave is too soft. The suits and the hats and the ties too wide. And short for the scientist man. The chemistry lady with the rubber boy mime, yeah. While the monster just ate your bed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the monster which the peasants in this area call Frunobulax, apparently a very large poodle dog, has just been seen approaching the power plant. Bullets can't stop it. Rockets can't stop it. We may have to use nuclear force.
Here comes that poodle dog. Big as a blimp with a rhinestone collar.
Guard is formed up at the base of the mountain, is attempting to lure the enormous poodle towards a cave where they hope to destroy it with napalm. 1,000 of the troopers are now lined up and are calling to the monster.
Here, Fido. Here, Fido. Here, Fido.
Got a great big slimy thing. Got a great big hairy thing. Got a great big poodle thing. Got a great big hairy thing. Got a great big slimy thing. Got a great big hairy thing. Go to the shelter, go to the shelter, my baby, my baby. Go to the shelter, go to the shelter. Little Miss Muffet on a squat by me, keeps you little strings dangling down. Makes your legs go wild with a mouth. Baby, I'm sorry, cause that's all I wanna know. I need a little more cheapness, please. Baby, I'm sorry, cause that's all I wanna know. I need a little more cheapness, please.
Try to be as dicky as I really wanna. No!
Thank you.
That was Cheapness followed by Andy. Well, we've come to the end of the show almost. I've got one more song for you. It's called Watermelon and Easter Hay. It's one of my favorites. So I'll leave you with that. Until next week, watch out for the Frenobulax. Thanks for listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5, Bella Vista, Round Mountain.